Hey guys, what's going on? It's me, the one and only Strawberry Ice. It's Friday. We've made it to the weekend, and it's Super Bowl weekend. I'm very excited about that. Put it on the Facebook page. Who you got? You got the San Francisco Suck-U-Niners versus the Chiefs, led by Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes, as Trey Wingo likes to say. Now, seriously, get into the predictions here. I don't do too many predictions because I'm usually not very good at them, but I'm going to try here. Now, the way I think the game's going to go, it comes down to two things. Either Kansas City's offense is not going to be stopped, or San Francisco's defense is not going to be stopped. It comes out to KC's offense and San Francisco's defense, because it's a ball-controlled offense by the 49ers. And for my money, the Chiefs have already showed you they can beat a ball-controlled offense when they beat Tennessee. So that's where I think Kansas City has the advantage, and Kansas City's also proven that they can stop the run. Now, it's two totally different games, two totally different coaches and schemes and everything, and 49ers, don't get me wrong, they have a really good running game. But what the Chiefs need to do is they want to make sure that Jimmy Garoppolo is the reason, or has to make plays to win. And that's where the Chiefs have a complete and total advantage at quarterback. Not saying Jimmy G's a bad quarterback. He's not an elite quarterback. I mean, it was a 2-cent sports question that I asked earlier this week. I had a lot of comments on it, but I think one person said, yes, he's elite, which I'm not sure what that person was drinking, because he only threw eight passes in the NFC Championship game. So I'm not sure how that made him elite, and I'm not saying he can't eventually be elite. I have no idea. And I'm not going to put him down as a game manager, but with their offense, they don't need him to do anything. Therefore, you can't put him in the elite category. So what Kansas City wants to do is shut the running game down and make Jimmy G beat them. It's their whole, I know that, you know that, I'm sure the whole world knows that. And San Francisco has got to figure out how in the world to stop the Chiefs, which, dude, they could put a 40 burger on you quickly. And and if you get up by 40, Patrick Mahomes doesn't care. They can come back and score it within a half. So I really think the advantage is to Kansas City because of Patrick Mahomes. You know, he is one of the most accurate, athletic quarterbacks I have ever seen. I mean, I've never seen a quarterback in the NFL or in high school or anytime, even playing backyard football, I never saw anybody do this, throw a no-look pass. I mean, they do it all the time in the NBA, but that's different, you know. Football, they don't ever do that, and I saw Patrick do it a couple of times. Now, he'll have some really big cojones if he does it in the Super Bowl. That would be unbelievable, but we'll have to wait and see. So, all right, we're going to get to my prediction. Like I said, I'm not very good at these. We'll see what happens. But I got the Chiefs winning 34-27. I think it's going to be close. The last couple of Super Bowls have been close. And I think the defense and the offense, it's going to be a great matchup to watch those two go against each other. Now, who knows what will happen, but it's going to be fun to watch. Now, I have another thing here that I have talked about. I think I talked about last year on my Super Bowl show. And my buddy Lance McAllister has brought this up for years. Why in the world does the NFL not move the Super Bowl to Saturday night? They'll put a game on Monday night. They'll put a game on Sunday night. They'll put a game on Thursday night. They'll play playoff games on Saturday. I mean, if we get a 17th game, they might have games on Wednesday night. I really hope they don't do that. I think it just totally waters it down. But they're willing to move all these other games all over the place except the Super Bowl. I mean, they'll even flex games from Sunday day game to Sunday night. So why won't you just move the Super Bowl to Saturday night and help us fans out? Because most of us, our teams are not in the game. There's only a handful, select two groups of fans that are in the game. Everybody else just goes for the party and they have fun, drink beer, eat some wings, hang out with your family and your friends, and you know, and the better part would be not have to worry about to get up and go to work the next day. And I've never understood why they've never even, I don't even know if they thought, I'm sure they thought about it, but I don't know why they don't do it. It makes so much sense to me to move the game to Saturday night. But, you know, like I say on here, I'm just full of opinions, but it doesn't mean anybody actually has to listen to them. All right. I am in the Ice Cave. And the Ice Cave is brought to you by T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. Okay, I was listening to Lance McAllister last night, and he had a really interesting question and debate, and he tweeted the question out too. It's why high school basketball in Ohio and lots of other states, I think there's only 8 states that actually have a shot clock. Ohio is one of them that does not have one. There's only 8 states in the entire country that have shot clocks. But if you play Division I, Division II, Division III, you got a shot clock. It would make the game go faster. It makes more sense. Now I get all these people saying, oh, well, we can't have anybody run the clock. It costs too much money. It's this, it's that. Okay. My son, for years, played travel hockey. Travel hockey, the only fans that are in the stand is the parents. And that's including high school. I mean, there might be some girlfriends or something in high school, but that, you know, that's it. So the schools pay the money to rent the ice. Now, that renting of the ice, I guarantee you, costs as much as a shot clock. You know, I feel like somebody said last night on Lance's show, you can get a shot clock for like $400. It ain't got to be special. It just got to have numbers and turn it off, turn it on. That's all you need. So don't give me this, they can't afford it, because you got a scoreboard in football with a play clock, with a time clock, with lights, with, you know, advertisements. I mean, my daughter swam in high school, and at the high school, they have the clock, or not the clock, but the board with the times of what the swimmers did and their how fast they swam. They have that. I mean, I don't understand why. It just sounds like it's just stubborn and lazy. And a lot of people are like, oh, we can't get anybody to run it. Okay, well, again, going back to travel hockey, the parents, we had to run everything. We had to run the penalty box. We had to run the time clock. Sometimes we had to run the bench if they didn't have enough coaches. I mean, put it this way. If you had a high school game and you had a shot clock and you had a regular clock, but you couldn't find anybody to run it. And this is what's happened in travel hockey. Well, we can't play the game because we don't have anybody to run the clock. So all these people that show up for the high school game, I'm sure somebody would come out of the stands going, all right, I'll do it. Show me how to do it. And the ref go, here, you do this, a couple buttons, bam. There you go. Problem solved. I don't understand why this is so difficult. Like I said, I didn't even know they didn't have a shot clock in high school basketball. It's mind-blowing that they don't. So, anyway, I had a good conversation with Twitter Universe last night about that. So, now moving on, it's a Friday show. You know, light, relaxed. Gonna have some fun this weekend, watch the Super Bowl. And people ask me, I get asked a lot, why is your name Strawberry Ice? I'm like, well, all right, I'll put it to you this way. Like my children say, I have a 19-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter. Excuse me, 15-year-old daughter, my bad. So get mad at me if she's 15. It's all right. She's still my little girl, so I think her as little, but she's 15. Anyway, they always talk about, you know, way back in the 20th century and way back in the 1900s. Well, way back in 1994, I was actually on the radio on 100.9 The Wiz. Not 101.1 The Wiz. 100.9 The Wiz. I did the morning sports with Freddie Red, and he called me Strawberry Ice. So that's how I got the name. I mean, it was at Swift and Commons Mall. That building doesn't even exist anymore. So this is a while ago. So that's how I got the name. I know people have wondered, why in the world did you call yourself that? Well, because one thing, you're going scrolling down the page and like, sports or Strawberry Ice, what is that? And you click on it and you see me. So that's why I got the name. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I really appreciate all the questions and comments I got from yesterday's show. I'm up to 109 subscribers now. Podcasts, it's like I said, it's only about a week and a half old, so we're getting there. It'll all happen. So, if you are new to the show, or you've been watching me the whole time, you know on Fridays is one of my favorite things to do. It's called the Zeek of the Week. Now, I've asked people, give me your thoughts on this, on Zeek of the Week, and had some pretty good ones, and I chose this one. It's people taking advantage of the death of Kobe and Gigi Bryant. It's sickening. Within hours on Sunday, after I found out that this happened, which I wasn't even sure it actually happened. I'm still scrolling through Facebook and Twitter and trying to find out, is this real? Did this really happen? There was some jacknut who, he's a jacknut, put a Kobe Bryant statue for sale and blasted all over Facebook. I'm like, he jacked the price. I'm like, dude, really? Like, we don't even know if he's actually gone yet and you're trying to profit on it? Give me a break. And somebody else is telling me that I think Nike is sold out of all the Kobe Bryant shoes, or most of them. And people are turning around and selling them and jacking the price up and selling them on the internet. Which, don't get me wrong, I am all for making money when you can. But there is good money and there's bad money. You're making money on the death of somebody. That's so wrong, man. And look, I understand people want to buy the stuff. I do. I mean, people, you know, oh man, I got to buy this because, you know, he's gone and who knows how long, you know, they might not make as much stuff when he gets older, you know, all that. So I understand that. The biggest one is just the guy doing it an hour or a couple hours after he passed away. That's so wrong. So, dude, you're my Zeek of the Week. Wear it. Okay, it's Friday. You guys have a great weekend. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and I'm on Instagram. My cute little girl, I was telling you about before, she's the one that showed me how to do Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, follow me on there. All of it under Sports with Strawberry Ice. Facebook message me, tweet me out. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me some thoughts about the show, whatever you think. And like I said on yesterday's show, I think you can voice memo me on the podcast. There should be kind of some kind of button somewhere to do that. Like I said, still figuring out the whole podcast thing, but pretty cool. Other than that, that's just sports, baby. See ya!